Aldo just, you know, the guy's been fighting for 3 years with his shoulder. He's on the verge of making the team, and now it's a foot thing. I mean, it's just seems this guy's got no luck at all.
Yeah, I don't know that I wouldn't make it that big a deal. This is not, again, it's literally day to day. If it was going to be, if we knew right now it was going to be weeks or months, we would say that. So I know it's a story, but I would not jump the gun on this and blow it out of proportion. If it ends up being a long time or something was to change, I understand, but that's not the plan at all. We had Dr. Copeland here, who's a podiatrist, and he feels like it should end up being fine. Just needs to let it calm down. Might be a day or two of not throwing and then see how it goes.
But at the very least, I mean, he was only able to throw, what, 20, 30 pitches today? So that sets him back?
Around 20. Yeah, it does a little bit. But, again, it's not with Dustin, we're not. It was never been a date with us. It's more about just getting him back, hopefully, you know, having them for the course of a season. So it's really, you know, look, the biggest concern is obviously his overall health. And this is a blip. If anything.
In a best-case scenario, and if it really is, turns out to be minor, is he still on track to be the fifth guy?
We haven't made the decisions yet on that. So, you know, that's obviously we'll just reevaluate. He was competing like a lot of the other guys. The only two guys that were locks going into spring were Morrow and Romero. And obviously as we make our cuts, it starts to become apparent who's going to break. But, you know, we hadn't decided anything yet. So this is just another thing that we'll have to adjust. But can't make a decision today. We'll know more over time.
Did he have any soreness in the foot before today?
Nope.
It was the first time?
No.
It just happened on that one last pitch?
You know, it happened in the second inning, he said he started to feel it. And he wasn't sure, and then he was smart. He didn't take a chance. It didn't feel right, and so smart that he pulled himself because he could have tried to continue to throw through it, and then he may have changed his mechanics or something like that. It may have caused something serious, but he didn't. He was smart about it.
Both sides have invested a lot of time and energy into this relationship. I mean, if he can't make that 11th start, if he's been pushed back and he can't make that start, you have to make a decision.
Oh, sure. I mean, look, we're never going to quit on this guy. So from that standpoint, we're going to be there. And if he's on track, he's on track. If he's delayed a few days, we'll just adjust accordingly. But, you know, there's still 2 weeks left or so in spring training, and we have time to see where things stand and how they develop. But again, it's nothing. Right now, it's not deemed to be serious at all, and it's legitimately day to day. We're going to be curious to see how he feels tomorrow, and every day after that, if he continues to feel better, then he shouldn't have been fine. If it's still a little sore, he might need a few more days.
Without, I guess, specifically about Dustin, but can you backdate the DL far enough that someone could come off of it on the 11th, or can you not go back that far?
I haven't looked at it. I mean, you can backdate, you can do all kinds of things. So it all is a matter of when you appear in a spring training game, and you know, in past, it's all relative to when the season starts. But again, that's not even entered into my mind. I mean, those are things we'll worry about as we get closer. Right now, guys are competing. We still have a lot of starting candidates in camp. So I mean, some things take care of themselves. But yeah, we always have the ability to do things like that with backdating DLs and stuff.
I'm trying to get this straight in my head that there, you know, if he happened to be the fifth guy, that there still is a possibility that he still could be.
Sure, yeah, it all depends. I mean, if he comes in tomorrow and it doesn't feel a thing, pain free, everything's fine. Sure, I'm not expecting that. It's day to day. Sounds like it's going to be better, but it might be a day or two of not throwing, and then he should be okay. So that's really today. It's all going to be dependent upon how he feels. We're not going to take a chance and go move too fast with him. But if he's 100% in 3 days from now, then we'll get him back on track.
You don't have to build him up from the very beginning.
No,
again,
no. He hasn't. I mean, if you're down weeks and weeks, but no, when you're not. I mean, when you look at between starts, you're down 5 days. So.
So
same thing.
The doctor said that
day to day,
literally day to day.
Yeah, the fact that he didn't tear it is huge.
Yeah,
and that's what happened to guys like Pasenik. They tore it completely, and that was why he was out so long.
We're not getting up to 80 pitches today. Was the plan?
Yeah, but he was at 68 the last outing. So it's like having a starter and one of their starts they get blown out, and it's the same kind of thing. So it's not that big a factor. It just. Obviously, there was a build-up. He had several starts left, and you can continue to build beyond that. But I mean, when you look at when we called him up last year, he was built up to, I think, 75 or 8 or 85. And we still had him start games in September. So he's really not that far off.
We'd have to come back at some point, have another start down here.
Well, it depends. Yeah, sure. It depends. I mean, if he can't pitch in a game for however number of days. It all depends when could he make his next start. And that'll be the jumping off point at that point to know. If he has to make his next start, if he can make it in 5 days or 4 days or whatever it is, great. If it's 10 days or 2 weeks, well, then that'll obviously solve itself.